And again, Kathy Dawes along with Henry Otto and also Colleen Lindgren, and we're there with the Blue Valley Youth Sailing Organization. You have camp coming up. I think we talked last year about this time, Henry, and kind of fill us in on the basics.
Well, we have two times a year we have what we call Camp Opti. Camp Opti runs from Monday night through Sunday afternoon, all in the evenings. This year, the first one's going to start on Monday, June 12th, and the second one's going to start on Monday, July 10th. And our purpose is to teach these young people in the ages 7 to 13 how to sail enough so that they can put their boat together, rig it, launch it, sail it around a set course, which involves sailing to windward, sailing to leeward, doing all the points of sail, and then bring it back to the dock safely. Excuse me.
Oh, that's okay. Colleen, you want to kind of fill us, I guess you have grandchildren who participated in this, if you
we
want to
do
kind of share
we
with
have
us.
10 grandchildren, and 6 of those 10 have been through this program. The first time I went and watched 4 of my grandsons go through it, I was like any parent or grandparent, I was nervous about it. But the kids did great, and I was very content with the safety factor that these guys build into it, the instructors build into it. And so from a grandmother's point of view, I thought it was great.
And, you know, some of the different things that they get to do, Colleen, and I know, you know, actually Henry told us before we went on air, he got his 3-year-old granddaughter's cold, and I think we're getting a little evidence of that now. But, you know, some of the different things they got to do with this program, too.
Well, they start the kids out on dry land and teaching them how to rig their own boats. That's a good thing. They teach them, the responsibility of being a sailor, and that was very good, I thought. And you get this little, like, we had some last year, a very cute little blonde girl that was very small, and you wouldn't think that she would be even interested in something like that. And she was a cracker. She did really well. And it's really fun to see the kids go from being scared and apprehensive to what they're doing to, you know, every night they move into a different phase of the training. And every night you see the confidence built. It's really awesome to watch.
Well, Henry, hopefully got that cough under control a little bit. That's always terrible when that comes up on you. But I know that, you know, anything else about camp you want to let people know while you're at it, and we can move.
I'm glad that Colleen talked about safety. That's every night or every time we meet, we start with a review of all the safety rules. One thing that really worked out well for us over the years is that first time we did this camp, we found the kids were so afraid of capsizing their boats that they couldn't concentrate on sailing. So now the first thing we do is capsize the boats under control there at the dock, and gone from kids who stand on the dock afraid to get in the boat and capsize it to getting out and wanting to go do it again immediately.
Absolutely.
That's fun to watch.
I imagine so. Well, and I know aside from camp, which is huge, and I don't know any special numbers that you're expecting, or, I mean, just, I'm sure there's a limit.
Well, we can take up to 12 youth, as I said, between 7 and 13 in each of the camps. 10 is maybe a little nicer for us, but we certainly don't want to turn any youth away that wants to learn how to sail. We want them to come out, and we'll figure out something.
Well, while we have you here today, too, Henry and Colleen, what about open sailing? You might talk about availability that way out there.
All right. Well, thank you. We have not done this in the past, so this year we are starting with any graduate of our Camp Opti program can come back, and on designated Wednesday evenings they can have an open sail that will just have adults out there with safety boats and turn the kids loose in their little Opti pram so that they can do whatever practices they want. We want the parents to come out at the same time so they can supervise the safety. We love to have the parents participate in making sure that everything's being done safely. We're also having a couple of family picnics for the graduates this year where the parents can come out and we'll have a big picnic, and then the kids can go sailing. That's if we can get the parents out of the boats. We sometimes have troubles with that, but mostly they're really pretty good. A lot of the parents have learned to sail while their kids have been learning to sail.
And Colleen, I'd be curious. I mean, you have a lot of involvement with this. I mean, have you gotten a chance to sail yourself, or do you just kind of go along for the ride?
My husband and I have been sailing since like 1991. Typically, he's on the tiller. I do wind up there sometimes also. And so I've learned enough over the years that I'm sure I would be okay if I needed to. I remember, though, as a child, watching people sail on the lake I grew up near and thinking what a wonderful thing that would be and never having any opportunity to do that. And I just think this is wonderful that these kids can have this opportunity at a reasonable price. And that, like I said, because I'm one of the participants, I began immediately looking for safety. I'm a grandma first, you know, beginning looking for safety for the kids. And I'm probably the one person that would be standing in the shelter screaming bloody murder if I thought someone was in trouble. We've never had that issue. Our instructors are right on top of it. And they also are, you know, if we see a child way out there having an issue, somebody is there.
We keep the safety. We try to keep at least a 2-to-1 safety ratio. It's where we have two. For every two sailors, we like to have at least one safety boat out there with a knowledgeable instructor trying to keep track of them and helping them and also ready to rescue them, although we've had very seldom time that we've had to rescue anybody.
That's good to hear. I know you wanted to mention, too, while you were here today, don't want to forget this, you coordinate a little bit with Tuttle Creek Lake Association, too, and I think on their fishing clinic in particular.
Yes, they have a fishing clinic. It's coming up in June 2nd and 3rd. That's a Friday evening and Saturday. And they have invited us for the last couple of years to come out and present our program along with the rest of their program on Friday night. And so we'll be at the Anthony School with a boat to show the kids what they can do and a video showing what other kids have done in the past. And they can sign up right then. If they aren't involved in that program, then they can reach me by at our website, not our website, our email address, BVYSF, Blue Valley Youth Sailing Foundation, or cox.net. We'll get right back to them. We have a packet all ready to send out to anybody that wants to enroll. Colleen mentioned low fee. This is the first year that we're having some kind of a fee. In all years past, it's been free to the participants, but this year the board of directors wanted all the parents of the participants in either the Camp Opti or the Open Sails to join the organization itself for a whopping fee of $5. So we do have, I guess you could say there is a $5 fee for taking the class now. But
you get all the benefits.
Yes, and someday we will define what those are.
We have less than a minute. If there's anything else you're wanting to highlight today, Henry or Colleen, either one.
Well, I just want to say that, I think it's a wonderful program. We see kids today with attached to their electronics, and this gives them a whole new view. And it's been very, very good for the kids, I believe.
Any exciting ventures lately, Henry? Have you been out and about anywhere special?
No. Oh, my wife wants me to stay firmly aground and no more trips down the Tennessee Tom Bigby or out to the Bahamas.
A little bit landlocked here,
yeah,
I guess.
But she likes Manhattan. She wants to stay here.
Okay. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in and sharing today. And again, the date, is there a time frame when they need to get that in then?
Well, the sooner the better, of course. But until we're full, we'll take reservations. Again, the first Camp Opti is, make sure I get the dates right here, June 12th. That starts on Monday, June 12th, runs through Sunday the 18th. And the second Camp Opti is July 10th through Sunday, July 16th. And our first Wednesday night sail is June 21st.
Okay, thanks so much. And we've had Henry Otto, Colleen Lindgren with us today, Blue Valley Youth Sailing Organization.
Thank you.
At Little Apple Honda, what's the best buy? Well, Kelly Bluebook says Civic, Accord, and Pilot are tops in their class, but Fit, HRV, and CRV are best according to U.S. News. Then there's Honda Accord on Car and Driver's 10 Best list for, get this, 31 straight years. Here's my suggestion. Go to